A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 28th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government's failure to pay civil servants their bonuses and salaries timeously.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's struggles to pay civil servants.
The Treasury announced last week that the December 2015 salary payment date for the education sector has been moved from today to tomorrow. In a statement, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa also announced the postponement of pay days for the rest of the public service from 29 December to January 5th, 2016.
Doctors working at state hospitals and the main teachers' union demanded the payment of salaries and bonuses before December 31st, warning of possible strikes next year. Zimbabwe spends more than 80% of its budget on salaries, mainly for the army, police, teachers and nurses, but the government has only managed to pay soldiers. This was done earlier this month.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, we're looking forward to
Onguka Gibbs nasi tauti tinge tichitarisa neze kutatarika kwe hurumende kuti inge ichibhadhara iyo vashandi vayo. Hurumende yakavimbisa vashandi vayo kuti ichange ichivapa bonus asi kusvika pari zvino zvinenge zvakona nganga murapwa achida. Varairidzi varikutarisira kuti pada vangangobhadharwa mangwana sezvakaziviswa negurukota rezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa, asi vakawanda vachiri vakangobatira hana mumaoko nekuti hapasi kuzivikanwa kuti panosvika mangwana zvinhu zvinenge zvakamira sei. Nekudaro kune vakawanda zvinenge zviri zvinhu zvakaoma, uye vashandi vehurumende vakawanda vacho vakaenda iwo kuKisimusi vasina mari muhomwe, zvakaita kuti vatambe Kisimusi vakasuwa zvakanyanya. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessings. Siyakwazi ke ukuti izisebenzi zikahulumende Zulu zingihambe khona ngale kuKisimusi zingaholanga imali. Okuqala uhulumende wawumela abhadale izisebenzi mhlaka-19 December. Siyakwazi sonke khona lokho. Kuthe sokufikela ngalelo bathi ake simeni mbijana. Kwasokufika ke isikhathi sokuthi bebhadalwe bathi hayi isikhathi sesidlulisiwe. Obokuqala bazathola kusasa, kuzobuya abanye ke bazathola mhlaka 5 January. So lapha kukhanya ngazani imali kayisekho ezibhaleni khona ngale ke kuhulumende. Ye, uhulumende ukhanya sibili yadingadinga imali lapha nalapha. Kube khona labanye bathi ngcono kusengwamakampani wona lawa angazani asekhona eZimbabwe babhatala okuthiwa yi-levy enxa bangazuza imali yokubabhatala yokubhatala isebenzi. Ye, so nxa sikhangele Blessing, kanzani kuyahlupha la mfowethu. Sizwile njalo ukuthi kulamanye abantu kumanye amakampani akade bebhatalwa kuma-vouchers like i-Alpha Media Holdings, lako kuyafana nje njengama-civil servants. Baphiwe nje $100 kuthiwa hamba ndoda hamba khona ngale okay uyetola i-grocery. So kungani kuyahlupha eZimbabwe vele?
I think we have our first guest, that is Dr. Takawafira Joe, president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, that is the PTUZ. Dr. Joe, good evening.
Good evening, and how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Okay,
Dr. Joe, we hope that you know you are in not in you are going to be in high spirit tomorrow. So, what is your view on this delay in the payment of salaries? You are getting your salaries tomorrow, right?
Well, much as we are getting the salaries tomorrow, the teachers that we represent are not happy because it is not an issue of salaries per se. It is an issue of the government that is doing its things without consulting the employees. So the whole process of engagement has been thrown out of the window, and we don't know what may happen tomorrow. And teachers are very clear that nothing for teachers without teachers, and anything for teachers without them is against them. And even though we are going to get the salaries tomorrow, there are those who have received the information from the banks to the fact that there are lots and lots of deductions that are not understandable. A lot of teachers, the bank statements are indicating that there's the deduction to the tune of $48, which is not explainable because there's not been any engagement in terms of all the deductions, be it pension, whatever, we don't know. And teachers basically are not happy because even when the term also closed, there was a lot of terrorism by public service officials in schools. And they were also enunciating a lot of policies without engaging leaders of teacher unions. So we are not yet at all that tomorrow we are going to get the salary. And the Christmas was, this year's Christmas was the darkest moment in the history of civil servants and teachers in particular, where our dependents, where ourselves, at a torrid time because we did not have money. So any delayed process cannot be celebrated. The teachers are not happy. They are apprentices and angry.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joe. And I think we are also now being joined by the president of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, Mr. Tendai Biti. He was also the former finance minister during the tenure of the government of national unity. Mr. Biti, good evening.
Good evening, blessing, and good evening to all the listeners.
Thank you so much, Mr. Biti. Gibbs.
I still remember, Mr. Biti, you're saying that Zimbabwe is spending like as if they've killed a whole elephant, you know, and at the end of the day, they may have actually hunted and got something smaller than that kind of thing. So, but at the end of the day, what is the core reason why Zimbabwe is struggling to actually pay civil servants?
Well, the basic reason is that there is no planning. There is no care. And there is no craft competence. The economy is struggling. The economy is in a recession. The economy is in a depression. But the government is still collecting sufficient revenues of at least US $300 million a year. So in a good year, they can still collect over $3 billion US dollars a year. Mm-hmm. So what then becomes key is the management of those resources. First, starting with the fiscal discipline, you can't collect $3 billion and then spend twice as much as that. And you are back to the issue you are talking about, the inability of this government to maintain austerity, to maintain a fiscal discipline, what I used to call we eat what we kill. There is over expenditure. If you look at the budget that Chinamasa presented 3 weeks ago, there was a supplementary budget of over 360 million US dollars. The budget which he presented himself had a shortfall of 500 million US dollars. So the budget deficit right now is now something like 30% of GDP. There's so much excess unnecessary expenditure. Mugabe's travels, for instance, the bloated cabinet. For Christ's sake, we've got 65 ministers, a small country like this. The number of useless parastatals that are in existence. And so there are paying a price for political expediency. They are paying a price for lack of craft competence. They are paying a price for not planning. And I think that it's criminal to fail to pay public servants, particularly that which belongs to them, their own salaries and their own bonuses. And from an economic point of view, the government is now, the public sector is now the biggest sector of the economy. And civil servants are now the biggest, most active group in the economy. So when you cut expenditure in a situation where there was no social expenditure, there was no capital expenditure, it means that you are deepening the recession, because there's no aggregate demand, there's no money floating in the economy. This was a bleak, as Joe was explaining, this was a bleak Christmas for public servants, but for everyone else, because when public servants spend, it creates a multiplier effect in the economy. It affects the micro lending sector, because everyone is now lending to civil servants. It affects supermarkets and so forth, because public servants spend. The poorer you are, the higher your marginal propensity to consume. So if you earn $400, you are likely to spend $400 back again on the market. The government benefits because it gets that money immediately as VAT. The banks as well. The banks have been lending to public servants. 25% of bank lending right now is now on consumer lending, the bulk of which is going to go to public servants. So you're going to see non-performing loans. So what Chinamasa has done by omission is to basically sink the economy further, in addition to causing the suffering and punishment of ordinary civil servants who have worked throughout the year for their families.
Thank you so much, Mr. Biti. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government's failure to pay civil servants their salaries and bonuses timeously. Gibbs.
I think right now we are joined by Mr. Sifiso Ndlovu, who is the ZIMTA Chief Executive. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
Well, we're very fine. How are you?
Very fine, sir.
Thank you so much.
Now, Mr. Ndlovu, what is the latest on the salaries? I was talking to Mr. Richard Gundan, the APEX chairperson, sometime last week, and he was telling me that there were plans by civil servants to engage the responsible government ministers. How far have you gone with that attempt?
Well, I may not comment on behalf of APEX, but I can comment on behalf of Zimbabwe Trade Association. In our last meeting as an national executive, we did implore APEX Council to pick up the issue of convening an end-to-end meeting, where we were going to discuss, among other things, the bonus issue and seek to get a promise and a definite date on when the salaries should be paid, and also and when the bonus should be paid. It was a cotton rumor that the salaries were not going to be paid exactly on the 28th, and the bonus issue was not confirmed at all. And that effort has been met, but we have not received any assurance from government and any assurance from the minister responsible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
I think we've got some messages that are coming in now, Blessing. And one of the messages is from Personal Batirai, who says, civil servants should be patient and wait and see, because tomorrow is the 29th. And thereafter, if the government fails to honor its promise, then action should be taken. Their respective trade union bodies are there to decide for the way forward. They may stage an industrial action in the form of a strike as a way of protesting against their employer's failure to recognize them, especially this festive season. Then Tarirai Masarira writes, that's a clear testimony that the so-called Zima set does not work. Then of course Tsingidani, who says, what will happen there? There's going to be, okay, let me take this again. Okay. What will happen there? They are going to pay them under a new currency, which will start by next week. That is 2016. Let's clear the air here, Mr. Bidi. How true is it that some people are going to be paid using some other currency, except the US dollar and others? Maybe the Chinese yuan?
Well, what I can tell you, which has been public on public record, because Chinamasa himself has said so, is that there are moves and the pressure to introduce the Zimbabwean dollar. Chinamasa himself has actually gone publicly that they are considering the reintroduction of the Zimbabwean dollar, which I think will be a disaster. Mm-hmm. I think it will be an economic catastrophe. We do not have an economy to sustain any currency. A currency, by the way, is a relationship between your imports and your exports. And if you've got a current account deficit right now of 7-1, that is to say, for every dollar that we get in the form of exports, $7 is going out in the form of imports. It won't work. Besides, the currency is also a measure of confidence. Zimbabweans don't have confidence in the Zimbabwean dollar, so it won't happen. But they are desperate. The assumption here is that they can print their way out of the crisis, which they can't do with the US dollar. And the reintroduction of the Boeing coin in some quarters was a step towards the gradual reintroduction of the Zimbabwean dollar. But the fact of the matter is that Zimbabweans are not fools, and they will totally reject any such shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Going back to you, Dr. Joe, on the issue of trying to engage the government, this has been going on for a long time now. Any progress?
I think we need to be serious so that the government also can take us seriously. For all along before the end of the year, we were very clear as PTs that we needed to engage the government as of yesterday. But some of our colleagues, whether they romance with the government or perhaps they want to quarrel, you see, we tend to behave like hunters who are chasing animals, and they start to quarrel before they start to quarrel how they are going to share the animal, which they have not even managed to catch. Mm-hmm. So I think as the members in that council, I think we need to be serious so that the government can take us serious. The whole essence of that council, I think let's clear mechanism of engagement with the government. Because it's mere consultation and we don't reach the binding collective bargaining. I think we need a new regulation. If you look at our State Instrument 141 of 1997, it is rust and archaic. Even if you follow that special instrument, the government can meet alone and decide to reward or not to reward the civil servants. And we don't reach a binding agreement. It's mere consultation. So we want a system where binding collective bargaining rather than a system. And that consultation can be turned down on the basis of advice from finance minister. The whole essence is that as members of the Apex Council and as leaders in the teaching fraternity, I think we need to bury our petty differences and have a unit of purpose so that the government will take us serious. And also to the government, I think if they also take us as issue of small accounts, they will find out, particularly in 2016, that we are a force to reckon with. And I think we have gone for a long time seeing issues that are failing to reach binding collective bargaining and the spending. A lot of times the government people are coming to engage civil servants do not even have a mandate. A lot of them are simply wasting our time coming without a proper mandate, and there are several meetings that are happening without properly stipulated meetings, so that if you don't reach an agreement, you must declare a deadlock. And then you refer the issue to arbitration. I think we need a robust policy that can guide the engagement of the government. Waste our useful time engaging in meaningless meetings. I think there is need for mutual respect from the government as well as from civil servants. And that's all. What we have seen is that in spite of engaging the government, the government goes ahead and enunciates whatever it feels it's important without consulting. So enough is enough. I think we need to tell the government that this far and no further. Because the government newspapers, as enunciated by the government, without the proper mechanism, the appetite. So after this, we need to demand from the government that it must lead us seriously and engage with the leaders in a meaningful dialogue that we take for granted.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joe Gibbs.
Hello, my name is Angie. Keep Chuma. I'm expecting you. Baba Chuma, what's your name? I'm building the quality. What's your name? Yeah, Baba Patolo, I'm pela. I was supposed to call you, man. What's your name? Kumele kwezweni ke kwalithi kwezithu kulunge konoko ngazubona ke ngesikhathi sekhisimusi pho akade bengazuzanga imali kade besenzani So, what's your name, Baba Kolit?
I
So, angenela njani amazwe achiyene kunapho angenela enze hayi siyakuzwa kodwa sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu bakhiphane ngobudlwangudlwangu sikhuthaza ukuthi nxa kukhitshwe umuntu ngokhetho into ezinjalo baba Kolit ye ngamafutshane nje
ebabona
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Kolit sibongile kakhulu hayi mbongile kakhulu Kolit thank you so much baba Chuka Yeah, so according to Mr. Chuma, he says, well, you may get elected, but you cannot rig how the economy works, you know. So this is a clear testimony that the people who are in charge don't know what they're doing. And he says there's need for change, really, in Zimbabwe.
Let's go back to Mr. Biti. Mr. Biti, are you still on the line?
Of course.
Yes, let's talk about your first day in the office and this issue of paying civil servants. Did you have all the monies in the account, or it was a struggle?
Well, the thing is, as I said, it's a planning day. It's a planning issue. My first day in the office, 16 February 2009, I walked in the office, and Mr. Kunaka, Fungwa Kunaka, was the principal budget director for budget, says, Minister, tomorrow is payday. And I said, how much do we have in the bank? Mm-hmm. He says, we've got 4 million. How much do we have to pay? And he says, 30 million. Where are we going to get the 26 million? And then he laughs and says, Minister, we're waiting for you. But the point is, I want to look at the issue of bonus. Everyone knows that bonuses are paid at the end of the year. So what I used to do was to create a sinking fund in which, starting with January, I would put $7 million, $12 million every month. And when you had QPDs, quarterly payment dates for corporate income, which happens on every quarter, I would put 30-40 million. Mm-hmm. So when it came to November, December, the bonuses were there. And the bonuses were so essential, not just for the happiness of the workers and social harmony in the economy, but also from a pure economic point of view. Zimbabwe is a small country. It's a small economy. So when the government pays bonuses, I said before, the government is the biggest spender. So when the government pays bonuses, public sector also follows suit and pays bonuses. So in the months of November and December, when you combine bonuses and salaries, employers are contributing at least $3 billion US dollars in the economy. That's a lot of money. But as government, you get that back as VAT. Because as I said before, our marginal propensity to consume is huge. So what it means is that when you begin the year now, you are starting with a surplus of 140 million US dollars in your coffers. And as finance minister, you are then able to pay for health, for schools, and so forth. But what Chinamasa is doing now, and this is pure craft incompetence, is that because the government is the biggest spender, spending is now shrinking. And the economy functions on three things. Income is equal to consumption plus savings. So consumption is very important. Now there's no consumption because there's no income. So you are shrinking an economy that is already in a recession. So you are instead of putting concrete on a wall to stop the bleeding, you are in fact digging the wall deeper. And that is why I've got a problem with Mugabe. I've got a problem with Chinamasa. They are clueless.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Regai tende kunemwe mutereri mkoma fungai makadi. Aiwa isu tiri nani tipeo fungwa dzenyu nyaya iri mudari ro mainzwa ndekubhadharwa kwevashandi vehurumende.
Dambudziko riripo mwana wamai vangu vashandi vehurumende tatadza kana nechokuita nekuda kwemari dzisingabhadharwe. Chandinoona dambudziko riripo ndingati finance minister wedu priority yake ndo yaanotadza. Zvanga zvichitaurwa navabiki, yes, is part of it. But chimwe chacho ndechekuti havasina hanya nevashandi vehurumende. Vari kuzvikoshesa ivo pachezva. Just imagine kuti soon after papa Congress yavanga vabva kuzvifoni vakatoitira naparty. Imari yese kudai vakanga vakaisa kumasevings, maovernight savings, they could have paid as well. Vaidai vakatibhadhara pasalaries yedu, izvi ndokuti bonus toti havana tokutaura kwavanoita ukoko, vozoprofesa kuti votipa nenguva inotevera, kwete zvavari kuita iko zvinezvi. Yasimajini iko zvinezvi uno, salary iri kunzi yapinda muakaunti, yatodyiwa neabout $41 or so yavanoita yemapensions. Yavakatadza kubata logbook vachiti mari ishoma, and from that time havana kana mbokodzira even a single cent. Yazowanda sei mari yavari kutobata iyo ndekuti vazvigadzirire mari dzavo ivo pachezvavo. Saka ndiri kuona kunge vachinamasa negovernment of Zimbabwe has failed totally. The only way ndeyekuti ngavachirizaina vasiye kotanga vamwe.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you so much.
He's a civil servant and he's saying that it's clear the government has failed and it's a government that simply does not care anymore. That's his view. That's why it is struggling to pay the workers' gifts.
Yes. Babu Ndlovu, ukonetika mwani?
Yebo, ukona.
Ye, Babu Ndlovu, poke ilingailuku tolimali kusasa kuza hambaja.
Kitsi kwa kala ikuti kesimile mingisile ukulimende ikuti kulogu sogoma ukona uzi sebenzi za ukulimende. There is restlessness, and because there is that restlessness, the actions that people may take may even sink the problem deeper for the government. And more so, we now have a structural challenge.
So Mr. Ndlovu, Mr. Biti and Dr. Joe, please do stay on the line. We just want to take a quick break for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. And we also have Samanyanga in Botswana. Please stay on the line.